Foster produced that also. She's a beauty, that the next album, Outside Inside album.
Yeah.
And it was great because we were both kind of, everybody in the band was kind of R&B fans, but we never really did R&B kind of stuff. But David had just come from doing Boogie Wonderland with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
And he had never done a rock and roll record.
This
was before any Chicago, or he did Alice. He did a bunch of rock after that. But we were the first rock record he ever did. And it was great because we were both kind of feeling our way and trying this and trying that. And they wanted a big ballad. The record company at the time, power ballads were happening, you know, and they actually released the ballad Don't Want to Wait Anymore as the first single from that album. And we thought, no, it's got to be Talk to You Later.
Yeah.
But they went, no, we want a power ballad. And so Vince Welnick actually was the creator of that song. Vince and I wrote the lyrics, but Vince was the guy that came up with those chords. And David just kind of, I mean, he couldn't believe it. And the guy was such a good arranger. I mean, he always would say, you know, we'd play him this song and he would go, you know, well, this is great, but it's got to have a beginning, middle, and end. It's got to pay off. He always used to use that phrase. It's got to pay off at the end, which meant, you know, you got to put in a modulation, or you got to put in a double chorus, or you got to put in some big ending where everybody's, you know, standing up, flicking their bits, you know, and just going crazy at the end. The guy was incredible. And he was, I'll never forget, the first song I ever did for him that I ever sang lead vocal on. And the guy was a beyond perfectionist. I mean, insane. And he said, okay, let's do the vocal for Amnesia. And Amnesia is the third song on the record, and kind of a ballad. And it took me 3 days singing like 6 hours a day for him to be satisfied. I mean, I had never had anybody make me work that hard before. I mean, never. And I mean, Todd Rundgren, who did the record before, he was kind of if it feels good, kind of you're cool.
Right.
You know, oh yeah, it feels pretty good. And, you know, maybe not perfect, but it's cool. But not David. He was, it's not only got to feel good, but it has to be perfect.
Right.
And this was before, this was 1980. I mean, this was all analog. This was before Pro Tools, before any kind of digital fixing or, auto-tune or any of that, quantizing time or anything.
Yeah.
Digital that they can do today, they can fix anything. I mean, you could be awful and they can fix it.
Yeah.
He made me a better singer. He made us all better players. He just was so demanding. I think we all, were well served.
Feeway Bill from the Tubes, the Jurgles, jurgles.com. You want to grab some tickets? See the Completion Backward Principle, 1981, in its entirety, and all the other favorites from the Tubes. I also learned that I didn't know this, but you produced and sang background vocals on Richard Marx's album, too, which was his biggest album, right, in the late 80s, 87?
Oh, yeah. Every album.
Yeah.
I've written lyrics with him on every album he's ever done, ever since the first one in 87. And Richard's my best friend.
Is he really? I never knew that.
Yeah, he is. We've been best friends for 35 years. I've sung on all of his records, written lyrics for his records. We, in fact, just finished. I just finished my third solo album with Richard, and Richard produced it, and we wrote all the songs together, and we just finished it like 3 days ago.
Really?
Got the mastered version of it from our engineer guy, we are he's like my brother. He's my little brother.
Awesome
and
stuff.
I'm his big brother. We always call each other brothers. And he's the best. He's probably the best songwriter I've ever worked with.
I was gonna say that.
He's got such an ear for melody and for progression and a great producer. And he's, you know, he self-produced pretty much all of his own records.
Feeway Bill from the Tubes, buddy. Thanks for joining us, and talk to you later. How many people have ever done that to you in an interview?
Yeah, really. That's the first one I've ever heard that, I think.
I'm not the first, huh?
Yeah. Okay, Jay. So, thanks.
Take care, Fee.
I'll talk to you later. I'll see you at Jungles.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.